is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Hello, everybody. Happy Black Friday to ya.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
So we released the radio episode on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And we didn't mention that.
Nope.
Wow. Just in a vacuum over there. We were so locked in.
I didn't even realize. I totally forgot that it was Thanksgiving when we did that episode.
Unbelievable.
How was your Thanksgiving, boys?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Some great time with the family. Time to just take it easy. Panda, you look like your Thanksgiving was less than.
It was subpar. Aunt Linda knows why.
Aunt Linda,
gosh.
I can't. I'm not going to say anything.
She makes that stuffing martini.
And it's the fact that she insisted that I drink it this year and shotgun it. It was tough. It was tough.
But you did it?
Yeah, and then she wrote me into three more, and I don't know how.
This is starting to sound like you wanted it.
It's a you problem, I think, at this point.
Well, you wanted
it. She's very persuasive.
You wanted it.
She's very persuasive.
You wanted it. You wanted it. My Thanksgiving was great, guys. Thank you so much for asking.
Your Thanksgiving
You
want
to know why it was great? Because I live here in Greenville.
Where
every day is a precious gem from above.
Dude, I got to walk downtown with my family the other day. It's just wonderful.
It is.
Ice on Main down there. All the restaurants.
I never really want to ice skate because it's not my deal, but I like that I can.
Seeing it.
If I want to. And they got the big boy tree out there in front of M. Judson's, which we're going to be at next Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
That's pretty exactly fun. Right.
M. Judson's Cocktails and Conversations with the Boys. You get a book, you get a cocktail, and you get a conversation.
You get a cocktail included.
Yeah.
Man.
Cocktail and a book included.
Wow.
I know.
Don't want to lose money on this deal.
Maybe we can sign it.
Well...
I mean,
just take my conversation.
That's fine. You charge extra for your signatures, right?
Are you guys big Black Friday shoppers?
I am. Huge. Love it.
Are you really?
I've never gone out. But
never?
My parents instilled fear into me doing that.
I have on the rare, I've never gotten up early to do it ever. But on the rare occasion, if there's something that is a deal, I've gone out like in the middle of the day. But typically, I'm doing Christmas traditions all day Friday. Like, we get the tree, we decorate the tree, we do the whole bit. But, like, now that it's, online and you got the Cyber Monday, I'm here for it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday.
Buy our book if you
Please
want to.
Please buy our book.
Don't
buy it on anywhere.
From a local bookstore.
That's right. And we all win. Exactly right.
Speaking of winning, Universal Yums is winning.
Mm-hmm.
You can subscribe now. Get up to $30 off universalyums.com with the promo code Hallmark. And the holiday box will be coming out next month. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be great. I'm very excited. I always love the holiday box. It's always my jam. And so I'm really excited to dive into to what they got going on there. We got a big week next week, guys. So many episodes, so little time. We're going to be putting out episodes every single day. Some days will be doubled up. We got to catch up. We got so many movies to review. Are you feeling the pressure? Or are you feeling good about it?
You know what? There's something about that Thanksgiving. We tend to get together. We've done this. It's a tradition now, 4 years, that we get together and watch a ton of movies in one day and record them. I feel like after that day, the season feels like it's basically over to me. And so it's kind of bittersweet because I do love this. I do love the having to do it and the endurance aspect and all that stuff is fun, even though sometimes it seems like a lot. But when you finish that day...
You're over 50% done.
Well, we'll be like close to 30 done. We'll have like maybe 12 movies left.
Sure.
So it's basically done at that point. Yeah. So that's a big deal to get over that hump.
It's a big to-do.
Big to do. Yeah.
But we're typically going in the evening watching
CCB live, which I don't think we're going to do this year.
No, we're not going to do that.
That may even make it better.
Now, I want to, guys, we don't have a Netflix movie coming out tomorrow, but what we do have is we're launching a brand new podcast called Christmas Morning.
Mm.
Me and my buddy Scott,
Daily.
We're going to be doing an advent calendar for your ears every single day. with a podcast called Christmas Morning, Monday through Friday. And we have a special preview episode coming out tomorrow on Saturday. So you're going to be able to listen to that. So we do have stuff tomorrow, just on Netflix, maybe. Then we'll be back on Netflix next week. So much stuff to do.
So much to do, so much to see.
So what's wrong? My question is, if you have so much to do and you have so much to see, at what point does it become an issue using the Backstreet?
It shouldn't. And here's the thing is you never know if you don't go. You never know.
Can I ask you guys this?
Yeah.
Would you qualify me as someone who shines?
Yeah. You're an all-star.
Even though I don't glow.
You don't glow.
I don't glow, but I do shine.
Yeah. You do shine. Yes.
Boys. Oh, so sweet. Are you guys ready to talk about A Kiss Before Christmas?
Oh, boy, please. Am I.
A Kiss Before Christmas originally aired on November 21st, 2021, and it went a little something like this. Meet Ethan and his wife, Joyce. They have two kids, Colin and Trisha, and everything's great, except it's not. Ethan's miserable. He's struggling. He can't remember anything that's going on in his house. He's constantly just falling over, and he doesn't really like his job because he feels like he's always doing stuff. His boss is a real jerk face. He's what they might call a nice guy. And it's tough to be a nice guy in the commercial real estate business, which he is in. He's been there forever. He still hasn't really gotten a big promotion. But his boss says, hey, if you go and kick this newspaper lady out of her stand, then maybe we can talk about you getting a promotion. So he says, okay, no problem. So he goes to talk to the lady, and instead of kicking her out, he says, hey, just move for a little bit. We'll build this new building, and then you will get a spot right here where you've always been. She loves that idea. His boss does not. He says, kick her out or else. Yeah, so it's Christmas Eve, and he gets back. He heads towards the train station, and he sits down waiting for his train, and Santa is there. Sits down and says, you seem like you don't like things in your life. And he's like, you said it, Santa. I wish everything was different. I wish I was a hotshot deal maker. And then Santa makes him go to sleep. And he wakes up.
Sleep.
And he looks at his phone. His phone is different. He has a driver. Joyce doesn't know who he is. And in fact, Joyce is a lawyer who is trying to stop him from tearing down the youth center. And he's part owner of the real estate firm with his old boss, who he hated back then and now is a partner with him. He loves everything at first. He loves his big house. He loves his new car. But then he realizes that he's not the same person that he was. He's not a nice guy anymore. He's a tool. And he needs to talk to somebody about this. And he decides, I'm going to talk to Joyce. That'll go well. Well, Joyce doesn't want to talk to him because, like, they're mortal enemies.
Eminies. Mortal enemies.
Eminemies. Where do we live? And so Joyce, he goes to the Christmas tree farm that she always goes to, bumps into her, says, hey, I'll help you take this sucker back. And then in the process of helping her set it up in her house, he tells her the truth. And she promptly kicks him out. But then he says, hey, hold on just a second. I want to help you save the youth center. I think the youth center needs to be saved. And she's like, okay, whatever. And then he tells her some things about her that nobody would know, such as the fact that she got stuck in an elevator on the 18th floor. What more proof do you need, Joyce? And so he starts hanging out with Joyce more and more, coming up with a plan for how to save this youth center. And he talks to his partner about saving the youth center, and he's like, that's not what we do. We are here to get buildings, and that's it. We're not trying to save youth centers. Well, he doesn't see it that way, and he wants to be a good guy. He goes to the youth center, and he sees his two children who, and back in the old life, they adopted them, and so they're in this youth center, and they're both just still so delightful. And he's like, oh, I miss my kids, and oh, I miss my wife knowing me and not hating me. And after some time, Joyce really kind of comes around to believing that he is indeed a good guy. that he does want to save the youth center. That is until she talks to the partner, and the partner's like, save the youth center? No, that's just PR stuff. And she believes him. And so he has to go find Joyce, and Joyce is like, you lied to me. And he's like, would I lie to you? We 18th floor, remember? And she's like, oh, you're right. Some weird things start to happen, though, where there's an instance where he forgets everything. He forgets that, you know, this daughter, this son that he had that he's been talking to his driver about, as you do.
As you do.
He just forgets everything. And then he zaps back into it. Santa's kind of always lurking around the corners, kind of up to no good. So it's Christmas Eve. The youth center raised a lot of money, but they still need some more. And they're at the party together, and they find out that the lady who used to own the business from back in the day, she donated a bunch of money to save the youth center. And she also talked to Ethan about how, hey, being a good guy is good, and you should try to save things. Be who you are. Don't just do whatever the other guy wants you to do. And so the youth center is saved, and he then faints and stuff. And Joyce is like, you're okay. You got to remember. And he snaps back to it, and he's like, I want to go back to the way that things were. And of course, Santa's right there lurking around the corner. And he's like, say that again, please. I want to go back to the way things were. He's like, that's all you had to say. Something like that. Anyways, he wakes back up, and he's back at the train station. He looks at his phone, and the background of his phone is his wife. And he starts to realize everything is how it used to be. He's back to there. So he goes back to the party, and he tells his boss, hey, I'm not going to kick that newspaper stand lady out. And just then, the owner, she's like, I love that newspaper stand. In fact, I love her so much, I'm firing this guy, and I think that you should be running this place. So really fortunate in every regard there. He goes back to his house, and he gets back together with his family. He's freaking out. He's hugging everybody. He's kissing his wife. They're all very excited, and he's just happy to be back with his family. And that, my friends, was
A Kiss Before Christmas.
We did it.
We did do it.
Yeah, we did.
Santa's always lurking around the corner.
Santa's just lurking. Lurking Santa.
That's what they call him. Hey, when was the last time you lurked?
Yesterday.
Yep.
So yesterday.
So yesterday.
So yesterday. I'm like a bird that's already gone away. Happy heaven, how I skip it high to everything.
So yesterday. Haven't you heard that everything can be okay?
You guys want to take a quick break?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll come back and we'll break this movie down.
Break it down. Oh. Hello there, phone in the mailbox.
Phone.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I love my jeans. I love my denim. I love my swag. Want to know where I get it from?
Everlane.
Want to know where I get it from?
Everlane.
I wrote that song because of how passionate I am.
Everlane is the jam, dude.
We all love our jeans that we got from Everlane. They are so comfortable. They're durable. They feel great. I love Everlane, and they make it super easy. Apparently, there's four styles, four different types of washes, but all of it is just fantastic.
It's the highest quality.
It's high quality. They got four-way stretch that offers a comfortable fit and a uniform 365-day guarantee. You could wear those suckers over and over again. Mm-hmm. They would not wear nor tear. They are premium organic denim, minus the luxury markup.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. And here's the deal. Everlane's making it even better for you by going to everlane.com/deck. It's going to give you 10% off your first order. That is everlane.com/deck for 10% off. And they will even make it easy to return within 30 days and make it better for you. Everlane.com/deck to get your jeans on today. And speaking of your jeans on, you know what knocked my pants off?
What?
Philo.
Wow.
Philo is so good. The holiday movie Hub. Hallmark, Hallmark Mysteries, Up, Lifetime, GAC, anything you want, they have it to make it the best holiday season for you to watch all those Christmas movies. And they're giving our listeners 25% off the entire holiday season. 2 months, 25% off. All you got to do is go to philo.tv/DTH. That's philo.tv/DTH. Tell them Brand sent you. Knock my pants off.
Right, knock your pants right off.
Wow.
Right
off. That happened to me one time.
What happened,
my pants
buddy?
Knocked straight off. You know what?
No.
What? My pants.
Okay.
Okay. That.
Yeah. It's like the ripple effect. You drop in the water and the ripples go out. It's just pants after pants.
I don't think that worked as good as he thought.
Oh, it worked. It crushed. It was a home run. It was a dinger.
I love that Jeff Moore.
I know.
I love his distance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I don't know it.
You know. Hey, we're talking about A Kiss Before Christmas. We've got four segments to do that. We're going to start with a hot take where we share exactly how we felt about this movie. We do not hold back, and no one holds back less than Panda. Some people say maybe you should hold back a little bit more.
You could pull back on the reins a bit.
I won't.
Okay. Tell us what you thought about this movie, buddy.
I love this movie. I love this movie a lot. This is fun, lighthearted. It's what I want in a Hallmark movie. I love the whole It's a Wonderful Life bit where, you know, what happens if I switch life? I just love that whole thing. It's really fun for me. I loved Ethan and Joyce in this, and it was a lot of fun to watch them. It was a lot of fun, this whole plot. Man, Big ups.
Big ups.
Big ups for this one. No sads. It was nice after, you know, the past few movies. This one felt like a kind of nice brush.
Five more minutes.
A brush.
A pause button.
A fresh air.
A pause button.
Yeah. So, yeah. Love this movie so far. I've got to look to see if it's in my top five.
He's got to look. He's got to look, guys.
I got to look. I've got to pray about it. Right, I got to search. I got to
go to the war room.
Yep. Got to pray about it.
I also love this movie. I like that this movie, they really went for it with the performances. Who's the main guy here?
James Denton.
James Denton.
Yeah.
Classic. He really went for it with this performance.
Yeah,
like
he did.
There's
he
a lot
great.
Going on here where he like has to like half faint a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I thought it was fun. It was a cool take on this type of story that we've seen a few times. And I really liked the performances all the way around. I thought the two of them together were fantastic. Mm-hmm. From, you know, Desperate Housewives, appointment television for Brand, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Never missed an episode. So that meant this reunion meant so much to me personally. Like, it just added just so much. I thought they were wonderful. I thought this movie was wonderful. I don't think it's going to bump into my top five, but it's real close. It's real close. It's definitely top 10. Somewhere in that 5 to 10 range would be my guess. But really great, really, really fun. And just it was fun to see like an over... Like he kind of overacted it, and I like it added to that character, it added to the story for me. Felt very fun and dreamy, and so it all worked for me. Dan?
Yeah, I mean, this is seventh on my list. And I didn't like it nearly as much as you guys did, and I feel like it's just kind of, you know, a movie that we get every holiday season, something like it, and it isn't anything special in that regard. However, James Denton, and to a lesser extent, but still true, Terry Hatcher are giving really great performances. James Denton is like, this guy's like 58 years old and he gets to be a lead in a Hallmark movie and he's taking full advantage. He is giving it everything he's got and he makes it fun and you buy the heart that he has for it. You get to see Terry Hatcher again and all of that works even when the movie feels like it's just a rehash of old plots done again and to not any better effect. I think James Denton is really good in this movie. The rest of the movie I don't have much use for, but the leads make it better than average Hallmark. So for that reason, it's set right now seven on my list.
I don't have a ton of use for you.
Okay, fair enough.
So we're even.
We're even.
What do you boys say we move on over to the All the Feels?
It's about time.
Relax. You love this.
I feel
section.
Like it's been a long time since we got here.
It's been a long time, man.
You love this.
Gosh,
section.
Hours even.
Hours. Panda, you always kick us off with the All the Feels. You're so in touch.
I am with my feelings.
Yeah, what gave you the feels in this one?
How about Christmas literally throwing up all over this movie?
Yes.
This is out of control.
That's mine too.
It is out of control.
They Christmas the heck out of this thing.
The best. I don't know if we've seen another movie that's done it quite in every scene.
Dozens of Christmas trees.
They're everywhere.
Lights aplenty.
So unnecessary.
All over
and
the place.
I loved it. More
they
of
were,
it.
They left nothing, no stone unturned.
Yep.
In Christmas
brick
in this
by
movie.
Brick. Brick by brick. Building it up.
I mean, it was impressive. The amount of Christmas decorations was unparalleled. Have you ever seen a movie that has more than this one?
It was a lot of.
Because that was mine too. And normally that doesn't do much for me. Like, because it's typically just kind of like there and like one or two scenes where they go nuts. This is every scene.
Yep.
They must have had a little extra Christmas decorating budget. I don't something. Know. Oh, yeah. A lot of Christmas. I'm with you there.
Hank overspent Christmas budget wise, underspent on coffee for the team. So.
Oh, they don't have a lot of coffee.
No coffee. No coffee all Christmas.
I brought in Reese.
What is that?
I brought in Reese for everybody. No
you brought in Reese?
You brought in Reese. Who's Reese?
Reese.
Reese?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reeds like saxophone reeds?
Like wreaths.
Reefs?
Yeah.
And you're Hank?
I'm Hank.
Okay. All right, Hank.
I'm the props guy.
You're the right, props guy.
Thanks, Hank.
Good, Hank. Thanks, Hank. Thank you, buddy.
I loved how over the top he was with like the fainting and stuff. It made me happy. there was a lot to it, and it made me smile. And so it gave me smile feels, if you will. But of course, the Christmas stuff.
It was great.
A lot. Hey, let's take one more quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll do the Wait What's and the
I
what the
love it.
Mm. And Double Decker of the Week.
Oh.
That's the wrong show.
Kringles!
So it's that time of the year, boys, talk about Kringles.
Every year we get ready to celebrate the world's best pastry. It's the Kringle. Racine, Wisconsin. Racine Danish Kringles. They're making them all homemade by hand. They're icing those bad boys
That because we went and toured.
The facility.
On back to Re.
Teresa's been icing those by hand for 20-some years now.
Phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
I love the cheesecake Kringle. I love the Bavarian cream Kringle. I love the cinnamon Kringle. I love the chocolate chip Kringle. They're all amazing. There's so many more flavors. Anything your heart desires. They'll ship them to you freeze-dried overnight. You can put them in the freezer. You can eat them right away. Homemade deliciousness delivered right to your door.
That's right.
And right now, if you're listening to the show, you're going to get the discount. You only get this discount code once a year. Doesn't come around any other time. Now's the time for the Kringle code. You go to Kringle.com, KRINGLE.com. You put in promo code Hallmark21. That's Hallmark21, all one word. You put that in there, you're going to get 10% off at checkout.
Whoa!
Now's the time to get those Kringles. You have until next week. And then that code is, it's gone until next year. Need to do it right. Do it now. Get yourself some Kringles from the best Kringle place on earth. Racine Danish Kringles.
Kringles! Welcome back, everybody. We were talking about Kiss Before Christmas. Interesting title. Let's do the Wait What. So we're talking about one of the three made us go Wait What. Panda?
The husband, I can't think of his name, Ethan. Ethan is sitting there and he says, he's complaining about how they just don't have enough money. And he tosses it over to Joyce. And Joyce says, maybe I'll just go get my law degree and start practicing to help us make some money. And I would just like to point out to you at this point, because I understand it becomes a plot point later on. And that's important. But just in that moment, I want to point out that is not necessarily the most viable option for quick infusion of money.
That's right.
Or like that's going to take you a very long time.
Especially since you're currently teaching. So you would have to
wrap up your current school year.
Yeah.
Go to law school. Yeah, get accepted to law school. Take the, what's the lawyer thing that they not the bar. Well, you have to take the bar, but then don't you even have
MCATs
to take a test
or something?
LSAT? I don't know.
Something, one of those.
I don't
sats.
Know. One of those things.
Sats or
and,
cats.
And guys, is it, my buddy just became a lawyer a few years ago, and it was a journey for him. So anyway, that was just a little shocking. My other thing is the Chester Youth Center is needing money. They have a bunch of repairs and everything like that. And they have spent an enormous amount of money on Christmas decorations. Enormous.
Yeah.
There's a big Santa chair, trees everywhere. I just feel like maybe they should have spent the money in a little bit better ways. The kids in this movie like to kick the soccer ball. And sometimes I'm not entirely sure where they like to kick the soccer ball too, including his daughter, who at one point, obviously she's not his daughter at this point in the movie. She just goes, she runs on in, and then she just kicks a soccer ball, and he picks it up, and she goes, oh, sorry, but here's my question. She intentionally kicks the ball. Like, where were you kicking it to, kiddo? I just want to know. What's going on, bud?
At the beginning of this movie, Ethan is very frazzled by life, and he's just overwhelmed. And within the first 5 minutes, he knocks over and or like trips no less than 5 times. An amazing amount of tripping and or knocking something over or dropping something. And I thought maybe he has a problem. No, he was just frazzled that day. I'm worried about him.
It's buildup. It's a lot of buildup. It's 20 years of frazzle buildup.
And that really knocks you over.
Knocks you over.
You mentioned the youth and their amount of money that they have on decorations. They also, the amount of time they have during the actual fundraising event to do what they did on this whiteboard is remarkable.
It's unbelievable.
This whiteboard
is
more detailed with unessential details than I've ever seen in my life. They did a full ribbon, candy cane stripes. She's just coloring. That's a whole day of coloring stripes.
It's a full day.
Every day.
Very precise.
Every time someone sends in money, they're doing stripes or building up that candy cane ribbon thing. Phenomenal whiteboard, I got to say. Whiteboard. And that's my last one is probably what the homework, so I'm going to save it. Dan?
There's a brief moment in this movie. Most of the movie, James Denton does a really great job of like wanting to get the things that are quote unquote more important back, right? But there's a brief moment in this movie where he meets his wife, who's a high-powered attorney. He's confused at what's going on, that she's a high-powered attorney. And then he goes home and realizes he has a Ferrari and he is super excited and feels like things couldn't be going better. And that is a weird moment for me, because if you see your wife, who you know is not a high-powered attorney, and she's there acting like she doesn't know you and then you continue on to be like, man, life's pretty awesome. I think we're missing a very important part of everything, which is your wife is no longer your wife. And then he finally does come back around and realize that, but it takes him a little bit to go about it. I'm terrified of this Santa Claus. Terrified. He lurks in the background. He stares menacingly through windows and from behind trees, and he has the power to just knock you out like a hypnotist, but he looks at you and you just go to sleep. That is a different movie Santa. That is a horror movie Santa Claus. And he does a great job being that, but he's terrifying. I think we can all agree that he's terrifying. This kid does a real bad job with foster care and adoption, like real bad. These kids in this new reality didn't get adopted by he and his wife, and they languished in foster care for their entire existence and have turned out the exact same. Are the same kids with no issues, no problems.
Listen,
they happen to have foster parents who are doctors who just buy them whatever they want, but don't want to adopt them for some reason.
Wild.
None of that happens in real life. I'm just letting you know.
Cupcakes, it's either a calling or it's not.
Yeah.
Cupcakes.
Yeah. And so
they're a calling.
They basically don't. They what don't do know how to
cupcakes.
Cupcakes he makes are a cupcake, calling.
Are a calling.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but the kids are amazing. There's no change in their life. You don't see that they really needed like a familial unit or a mom and dad, or it's just like, yeah, we just were in foster care for 18 years. It's cool. Whatever. Orphan. What up? Like, what are we doing right now? That's weird that we would do this. They say that James Denton's character questions at one point, why do they need to buy this building? And the woman says, you know, he buys buildings and he buys property, and sometimes he maybe will develop them later. Yeah. Here's the thing about rich people. They typically don't just throw money down the drain. Can you imagine buying something and then just being like, I'm just going to let it sit there and fester and get dirtier and worse and not make any money off of it just because maybe it'll be helpful later. Let's just buy it and let it sit there for a while. Let's just do that. And we'll move on with our life. And then that's all I got.
Let's get to what the Hallmark is part of show. We wonder what it could have been. Maybe having some clarity questions that we still have. Panda, what are you wondering?
I want to know more about the building that they're in, this community center building. Okay. I want to know, they talk a little bit about the extent of repairs needed, but the building itself, A, does not look that bad, but also it's got some weird design layouts within it. There's a kitchen that's literally in the middle of the building, like wide open kitchen, and it seems as if, based off of the way the kitchen is set up, that you could actually go and it's meant to be like an open kitchen where people watch and the person cook and like almost where you could put on like a show or something like that. I want to know what's going on with that building in general. And then specifically, maybe they should explore some other revenue streams out of this building. I would like to see them do that. Maybe host a little cooking show okay. on the local network.
At the children's home.
Yeah, why not? I think you could. The kitchen's laid out for it.
When you got the layout, you got the layout.
You got the layout. What a sweet spot.
You mentioned the Santa, Dan, and I just got to know how he did it, because he does seem to imply later on in the movie that his magic does indeed have limits. So,
classic situation.
Is he a hypnotist? Like, is all of this a dream?
Man.
What is this? What is this?
What is it?
Because he makes him fall asleep. All of this could have easily been a dream, but that doesn't explain the fainting spells and forgetting things everyone's, like.
The dizzy spells and sometimes him, like, looking like.
It's like he's sick almost.
I don't know if it's all a dream or what, or if it's time for, or what it is. Why did it just go back to December 1st?
Thinking about him.
I don't know.
About her. Going back in time. Going to get it right.
If it's only just a dream.
I also found it interesting that the building at hand was just totally different. Like it was like the future of where they were, because the newspaper lady was already gone. So they went to the future, but went to December 1st in the future. But did they, or was it all a dream? I don't know. Very bothered by it.
Bothered. Man, that's a callback right there, if I've ever heard one. For me, it's the Janus Project. They keep throwing the Janus Project out. Like, you already did this once on the Janus Project. And, like, basically the thing that they claim he always did on the Janus Project was, like, prefer people. And I just want to know what that was. And if he really did prefer people, like, what the situation was and why he didn't, I don't know, leave the company at that point. Seemed like a good time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right? Fair. The Janus Project.
Janus.
Classic.
Oh, my God. That's Janus.
It's kind of Janus from Friends.
Sure.
That wasn't bad.
Guys, it's time for the Double Decker of the Week. We end each week with the Double Decker of the Week, where Panda does a deep dive into a double decker every week. And you find the information. The stories you have are phenomenal.
Yeah, thank you.
Panda, Dan, who do we have today for Panda?
Holly W.
Is her last name W? Or is it just a letter?
It's a letter W.
Interesting.
It's just letter name, W. Her name, last name is not W.
Interestingly enough, her profession starts with the letter W.
Interesting.
She's a worship leader.
Great.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome.
She goes and prepares them all for battle and then sends them right on out.
Worship leader. She leads the warships.
Yes.
Okay. This person probably does exist in real life. A person that leads all the warships. Like in the movie, The Thing, the Bounty Dog, the Tom Hanks movie, Clear Dragon. What is the movie?
Clear Dragon.
No, that is. I remember the plot.
Greyhound. There it is.
Clear Dragon.
Clear Dragon. Can't lose.
Clear Dragon. Greyhound. Can't lose.
There's one ship out there that's the leader of all the warships. So she's in charge of that ship, or she has a pep talk with the actual ships themselves.
She has the pep talk with the actual ships. She preps them beforehand.
Does she sing at all?
Oh, absolutely. It's phenomenal.
Wow.
It's always very, can I say this? They're epics. Some of the songs start kind of slow. It's hours long.
Wow.
And the warships. She's almost like a bard of some sort.
The warships tend to respond to this?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, there's a much more mystical element to it. There's a little bit of some mysticism here. So, I want to be clear. I'm not sure she's officially employed by any sort of the Navy or anything like that.
There's a much more mystical element employed here. There's a little bit of mysticism involved in what you said.
Yeah, I want to add some clarity to that. It's definitely.
I would love any clarity at this point.
We got a clip.
The clip of?
A song.
Okay.
Draw me to your ship.
Never let me go.
I know that there's a war over there.
But let's go through some guns and show.
Lead me on the water. Bring me to the ships. You are my ships. You are the greatest ships. I'm going to lead you.
You know, imagine that for hours.
Oh, yeah, and it's beautiful. I think
that is
wonderful.
Holly, God bless you for donating to us.
Thank you, Holly. Holly W. Worship.
Holly W. Amazing worship leader. Guys, we're gonna be back on Monday with the start of a new week with just so many episodes.
More than you'll ever need.
That's exactly right. Until then, may we be the first to wish you
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off. Whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.